news I need, long with report. Oh, I can gather all the news I need, long with report.
Hello, this is Sophie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hi, this is also Mariel.
You were just listening to The Only Living Boy in New York by Simon and Garfunkel. Mm-hmm. So today's episode has a little bit of a theme.
Yeah, it's a fall theme.
Yeah, I'm a very autumnal girl.
Yes, I'm less of an autumnal girl, but I knew Sophie is very, very...
Yeah, do you have autumn in California?
There's, like, leaves fall out of some trees, but mm-hmm. not all the trees.
Oh, okay.
Like, the palm trees stay the same year-round.
I didn't even realize you had palm trees in Northern California.
There's, like, one...
Palm tree in all of Northern California.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really know a lot about palm trees, but my Hebrew name is Tema.
Oh, really?
And according to my fourth grade Hebrew school teacher, I never knew what it meant because a lot of people's Hebrew names like correlate to like Bible figures or like.
Yeah.
But Mariel, mine like wasn't.
Mary.
But my.
I mean, that's not. Hebrew,
yeah,
but
no, but like it's a Mary name,
yeah.
You know, like there's a whole category of Mary names,
but
so apparently my Hebrew name means innocence or palm tree.
Oh,
both of which are very fitting.
Apparently, the American definition of my name means bitter disappointment.
Where did you get that from? Like, Urban Dictionary?
No, like, I searched it up, and then I think my mom was like, oh, yeah, I also, like, saw that on Google before I was about to name you.
But it's still, so, like, pretty.
Yeah, that's what she said. And I was like, oh.
Because according to Urban Dictionary, Sophie is, like, smart, cool girl, and...
Oh, that really?
Fits. Yeah. And Sophie means wisdom.
Oh, yeah, I can see
Greek.
It. Yeah. Greek. Yeah, there's always, like, some more, like, Greek name. It's probably, like, mine is, like, life or something like that.
Mm-hmm. We can do a quick Google search while the music's
playing.
Yeah,
we can, and we'll update you next.
Yeah, it's hard for me to, like, describe what autumnal music necessarily means, but, like, you know, yeah, when something feels autumnal.
Like, you have a warm mug at your hands.
Oh, yeah.
We can't have that in here because
no
can't
food
get
or
the,
drink
yeah,
in the
equipment
studio.
Messed up, but yeah, we can picture it in our minds and hearts listening to these songs.
Okay. So on that note, coming up next, we have Trouble by Cage the Elephant.
Mm.
Enjoy.
Shadows, the sun was pushing through. Spoke a lot of words, I don't know if I spoke the truth. Got so much to lose, got so much to prove. God, don't let me lose my mind. Trouble on my left, trouble on my right. I've been facing trouble almost all my life. Mind.
the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after. We broke up a month ago, and I grew up, I didn't know.
Welcome back. You're just listening to Say Yes by Elliot Smith. That album is my ultimate fall album.
Really?
It's just like a little bit depressing enough to like
exist
why? In the
Do you know why we associate fall with depression?
I don't know, because I like fall, but something about like acoustic guitar is so autumnal.
Sad girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like on Spotify, I always get the recommended Sad Girl Fall.
Yeah, I see that too. It's like Sad Girl Fall. Gilmore Girl Fall.
I like to think of myself as a little bit more like niche than that.
Than Gilmore Girl
Fall? Than like Sad Girl Starter Pack Fall Edition. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah, you like the second pack, not the starter.
Yeah, exactly. What's it called? Like the additional pack? Like, I know like Cards Against Humanity, Cards Against Humanity, they like sell like the extra packs, like the extra cards.
Oh yeah, like to spice it up so you don't just...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that's called. Like add-on
edition. Yeah, add-on packs.
Add-on packs.
Mods in Minecraft.
Yes. You're the... I don't even know how to compare it.
So up next, we have Kokomo, Indiana by Japanese Breakfast.
Ooh.
And funny story about Japanese Breakfast. Me and our friend Alex bought tickets to go see Japanese Breakfast in like maybe May of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited. And then Alex the other day was like, oh, I think I accidentally didn't buy tickets.
Yeah.
But I had sent her money.
Yeah.
to buy
she
the tickets.
She confirmed that she didn't actually.
She didn't confirm, but like 99% sure. So
she didn't.
You will not catch me at Japanese Breakfast this Thursday.
Or you might. You might.
Or you might catch me at Japanese Breakfast this Thursday.
And you might catch me because Alex said she can't go. So if she can't go, I might go.
Yeah.
And if she does have tickets.
It's a waiting game. It's a waiting game. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, talk to you guys soon.
Just spend my life not knowing how it feels. Push.
Hello. You were just listening to Little by Little by the Marias. And Babushka by Kate Bush, of course.
Of course. Autumnal queen.
I feel like Babushka was girl boss.
Like, in the song or Babushka?
Like, in the song.
Oh, yeah. Because I was like, is there a singular Babushka? Isn't that like just grandma? Right?
Yeah, but I meant the song.
Oh, one. Okay. Yeah. Glad we're clearing that up.
I feel the Babushka that song always. Oh, sorry. That song. I can't move my head when I talk. That song always reminds me of that. I'm gonna have to sing it. Feel like pina colada.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like the same premise, sort of.
Yeah, I guess. It's the same, like,
that is
building.
That is not an autumnal song.
No, it's, like, quite a cruise song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love it. It's so
I
good.
I love that song, too, actually. But you're right. They are similar vibe, but, like, not really.
I feel like I want to play it now. How would you feel about
Pina
that?
Yeah.
It's called Escape, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not if you like
Come
Polina.
Come with me and escape. It's Escape. And then parentheses,
wow, I didn't know
the
we were
pina colada
live
song.
Music on this radio show today.
Okay, so actually coming up next is Escape by Rupert Holmes. Hope you enjoy.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like pina colada, my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like it's you. Then we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew that you like pina colada. Come with me.
Okay, thank you for bearing with me in the, during that quick interlude. But now summer's over.
Yeah, summer is over officially. Now that we play Peanut. Yeah. Or no, what's it called again?
It's called Escape.
Escape.
Parentheses, the Pina Colada song.
Mm, yeah, they probably, that makes sense mm-hmm. that they have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think like Escape when you think Pina Colada song.
Yeah. So back to our gray, dark autumnal
autumn.
Theme. We have Chasing Pirates by Norah Jones.
Norah Jones.
Despite your own rules, you took off early. there's somebody else inside. Remember what's going on for. What are you doing with your whole life? How about forever?
Breaking my heart, you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving. But if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear. But then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile.
Back, you were just listening to Chateau Lobby Number 4 by Father John Misty and Wild World by Cat Stevens. Did you ever watch the show Skins, like the British show?
I do know what you're talking about, but no, you know what I have watched?
What?
I have watched an analysis on why the American version failed, but the one in the UK was so good.
Okay, so yeah, so I watched Skins. I only watched like the first generation of Skins. And I'm going to spoil it for you, even though, like, I think you would like the show, because it's, like, something you would like, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Just because it's, like, teenagers.
But, like, where do I watch Skins?
I think it's
BBC?
On, no, it's on, like, Hulu. I don't think it's not a BBC show. Come on. It's gritty.
Okay, so basically, just spoil it.
So at the end of season one.
I think I spoiled it for myself already.
At the end of season one of Skins, this guy, Tony, the main character, gets hit by a bus, right?
Yeah.
So Tony gets hit by a bus, and then everybody starts singing this song. It's, like, so random and out of place. Like, there's no reason for it, but it's so funny.
I like when, like, they just incorporate, like, singing.
Yeah, it's, like, even
actually,
more...
Actually, no, I hate singing episodes.
I know, it's even more random than, like, the musical episode of Grey's Anatomy, which I think we've discussed on this show multiple times. It's so random. I think you should watch it.
Okay.
I don't really feel bad about spoiling because it's been on TV for like a million years at this point.
I think I like saw something like that.
But you know when people are like, oh, that's so Effie vibes.
Yeah.
That's Skins.
Is but she the one where it's like that TikTok sound where it's like, what's it? She's like talking to that guy, but I forgot what she said. She was like, I love you or something.
Maybe. But Effie is...
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. Okay. There's a lot of like Skins audios on TikTok. Really? I can't
Big one.
But Effie is Tony, the guy who gets hit by a bus, his little sister. And she's kind of wild.
Oh.
Yeah. But she like... She becomes the main character in like the second generation of Skins. Mm. But I didn't watch that. I just watched the first generation. But she was
Generation season?
No, because the first generation is like...
Or is it like Degrassi?
I never watched Degrassi. But the first generation is like the first two seasons, I think. It's just like the cast of characters changes over.
Dev Patel is in that, right?
Dev Patel is in the first gen, yeah.
But he's kind of like annoying, right?
He's kind of like... No, I don't think he's annoying.
Oh, okay.
His name is Anwar. I can't remember like what his specific plot lines was. I think he like didn't get enough screen time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Little did he know he'd become the Green Knight.
Little did he know. So do you have a PSA for us today?
I do. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Wow, that was great.
I know, such a fitting PSA for an autumnal theme.
And you know what? As I'm looking at like the screen that we have where we record our songs,
mm-hmm.
Chasing Pirates by Norah Jones is on an album called, get this, The Fall.
Oh.
I know that it's probably not referring to the season.
Like, you think it's, like, falling?
Yeah. But, like, still.
No, it's a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, get outside. Even though leaves haven't really been dropping yet, but it's the beginning.
They're kind of turning.
Yeah?
Definitely. Like, I was on Prez Lawn the other day.
Mm.
Definitely turning.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Wow. More autumnal songs to come. Coming up next is Faye Webster. Another fave.
Songs, but loving you has only made me cry twice or so. The day that I said I loved you, you didn't say it in return. That was the day I realized that silence is actually heard. So my songs sound pretty. just close my eyes and pretend like I didn't see. Vintage tea, brand new phone, high heels on, cobblestones. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. Sequin smile, black lipstick, sensual politics. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. Your favorite.
I was an old cardigan under someone's bed. You put me on and said I was your favorite.
Okay, you just listened to Hurts Me Too by Faye Webster, Love is a Losing Game by Amy Winehouse, and Cardigan by Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Say what you want about Taylor Swift, but she knows how to do an autumnal song.
Yeah.
And I'm partial to...
All the Fall Girl Starter playlists have at least 5 Taylor Swift songs.
This is true. Yeah, and Folklore especially, this album,
yeah,
very, very autumnal. Like, if you look at the cover, it's like her in the woods. Like, it does not get more autumnal than that.
Yeah, some girls, when they close their eyes and you say fall at them, they think of Taylor Swift with her long braid
in a
forest.
Like, I kind of hopped on the, well, Taylor Swift is the best wave, and then I kind of hopped off of it.
Taylor Swift is
the best.
The
wave.
Best. Oh yeah, you were last year during the
fall autumnal season. Yeah,
that was crazy. But it makes sense because it was like,
I like
New England.
I like Taylor Swift. Like I do, but I feel like I kind of out tailored myself. You know, if that makes sense. When you listen to something too much, that it like.
I feel like I got a little out tailored when we were driving.
I know.
But I do like her.
Yeah,
and I
can't wait for midnight.
Excited for the new album.
Yeah. It's just, you know, like people were like, I feel like people on social media like really painted Taylor Swift to like be a victim in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
and like I guess she was in certain ways, but like, come on,
she has money. she has money.
Just like the jet stuff and like.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people and artists like get screwed over by like. Deals, not just her.
Yeah. Oh, and like the Kanye West thing, like happened like what, like 10 years ago? Like,
yeah.
You're gonna be that. Okay. Yeah. Not that like I didn't love Reputation as a response, but like I feel like the sad Taylor Swift edits, they have to end.
Oh yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's our show.
On that note.
Yeah. We are Sophie and Mariel.
Yes.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Have a good autumnal day.
Yeah.
Even though it's actually more summery and pretty.
Yeah. Today is warm.
Yeah. Or have a good day in general. It doesn't have to be autumnal.
We have to talk for 10 more seconds while the... Oh, just kidding. Automation is uploaded. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Let's drink some booze. It don't matter if your money's gone. I got a bottle of it. Let's have fun and get loose. Let's drink some booze. Any liquor suits me fine. A rum and a beer is the old moonshine. Country roots from your paws with mine. She's back with a bottle of wine. So come on, cats, don't hesitate. It's how it all. It's not too late to get loose. Let's drink some booze.
All righty, Carl, come in, man.
Well, all week long we've been working stiff. So grab your glass and give it a lift to get loose. Let's drink some booze. Your boss done gave you walking papers. For better time for a drunken caper, get loose. Let's drink some booze. Any liquor suits me fine. A rum and a beer is the old moonshine. Country hoots from your paws they find. Chase the back with a bottle of wine. So come on, cats, don't hesitate. Cause I went on, it's not too late to get loose. Let's drink some booze. Can you feel it blue? You won't remember.
dance to get loose. Let's drink some booze. Don't you worry about tomorrow, baby. The future's bright, the sheets of the wind to get loose. Let's drink some booze. Any liquor suits me fine. Rum, brandy, beer, whiskey, old moonshine. Cut your hooch from your paws and pine. Chase it back with a bottle of wine. So come on, cats, don't hesitate. What's how we know it's not too late to get loose. Let's drink some booze. Come on, get loose. Let's drink some booze. Come on, get loose. Let's drink some booze.
Knock, knock, who's there?
Knock, knock, knock.
Bedford.
I am the one who knocks.
Hello!
All the times we were looking for something, but there's nothing going on around.